Thanks so much for joining me for Lectio Divina. John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Isn't it crazy that we can hear God's voice, that he's talking to us all the time and we miss it? But Lectio is a time where we can listen for God, not in that intellectual way, which is important, but in that personal way, that God is personally going to speak to us through his word. So Lectio offers four steps to take us from the noise and confusion of our day into our still center where we can hear God's voice and rest in his presence. Our text today is from Mark 1, chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. I'm going to read it three times, and I'm going to hold 2 to 3 minutes of silence in between each movement. The first thing you need to do is find a comfortable position where you can relax your body and yet still be alert. It generally takes a few minutes to transition from your regular day and into this a still place where your body can not be, your mind cannot be so busy. So just take the time that you need and begin to relax. Sometimes it helps to breathe and to just relax physically, notice the tenseness in your body and relax it. So when you're ready and you begin to relax and you're becoming centered, then we're going to begin. If you find yourself distracted at any time, return to your breath as an anchor for your awareness. Allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present. Jesus, I just thank you that you hear us and that we can hear you. And in these moments, help us to connect to you, to recognize your voice, to still our minds, and to hear you speak to us. Amen. So God is active and he's present to us. So listen for him speaking to you from this text. He's going to give you a word or a phrase that captures your attention. Don't try to make sense of it. Don't worry if it fits with the story or not. Just hold on to the word during the silence. Mark 1, 40 to 45. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning, "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. During the silence of the next movement, savor the word or phrase with all of your senses. It's really easy with a passage like this to start going with the "I wonder" questions. I wonder why this happened. I wonder what that happened. I wonder. But this is not a time for "I wonder" questions. This is a time for letting God speak to you. And so when those "I wonder" questions come and you wonder about the text or the story, this is the time to let those go. Instead, you're going to focus on the word or phrase that God brought to your attention, and you're going to notice what images or feelings or memories are stirring within you. This is about you, not about the story. So allow the word or phrase to settle into your heart and spark your imagination. What do you notice about how this word interacts with your life? Don't work for this. Don't struggle with it. Don't keep questioning. Just relax and let God do the work. Your job is to notice. Mark 1:40-45. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priests and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. In the last movement, you noticed how this phrase or word connected with you personally. Now pay attention to what you noticed in the last movement and allow it to be used for your transformation. This is God's invitation for you. He's using that word or phrase to invite you into something new with Him. It's personal, and it's for your good, and it's for the good of the kingdom. What is God inviting you to do or to be? Mark 1:40-45. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning, "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer stay in a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. We have now made the final move from our busy lives to the quiet spot at our center where we are still and silent. We have noticed God's word to us. We've seen how it connects with our life. We've listened for an invitation in it. And now God's inviting us to just rest and be with him. So in these next few minutes, let go of your thoughts and your desires, your strivings, your puzzlings. You're wondering how that invitation is going to play out in your life. And just rest in the presence of the one who is already with us in the sacred space of our hearts. Slow your thoughts and reflections even further and sink into the experience of stillness. Rest in God's presence and allow yourself to simply be. If you get distracted, which happens easily, return to your breath and call to God and he'll respond to you with rest. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth in your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.